Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
2 minutes after 2 a.m. here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer.
Okay.
It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call for the next 3 hours. The warm-up show with CeeLo and Al Dukes comes your way at that time. So we wrap up After Hours last week. When we last left our heroes, I wake up Friday morning to start the weekend, and I get the news. Well, morning, who am I kidding? I wake up Friday afternoon, morning. I wake up at noon, and I look over at my phone, and obviously there were a million text messages there. So you have to work your way from the bottom to the top. So eventually I got to what had happened, and that was the fact that the Mets had let Carlos Mendoza go. Before I give my top candidate for the job, let me just tie the bow here on the Carlos Mendoza saga with the Mets. Number one, first and foremost, that run in 24 was one of the most, and I know it didn't end in a championship, but when you consider the way the year started and then everything took off starting in the beginning of June, all the fun stuff, Grimace, Seymour, Wiener, OMG, Hawk Tour Girl, the Rally Pimp, all the fun things that surrounded that team, but most importantly, the fun baseball that they played throughout the summer, battling back from the rough start the first couple of months, where Memorial Day weekend, it was just, which was the birth of Positive Tommy that year, Memorial Day weekend of 24, and things really took off from there with that team. And then they had the great run, the home run in Milwaukee, Alonso off Devin Williams, where it looked like the Mets were, the fun and magic carpet ride was about to end. And then obviously a series victory over the Phillies, the grand slam, Lindor, I was in the building for that one. And then obviously what happened against the Dodgers happened. But still, that was one of the most magical and the most fun that I've ever had as a Met fan. I wanted the championship. It was not the ending I was looking for, but the ride, boy, did the Mets take us on one that year. And Mendoza was really steering that ship. And I thought he was a great captain. And I thought he had the right personality for that type of run. I thought he should have won Manager of the Year in the National League. Pat Murphy got it, and then Mendoza got the last laugh there by beating Pat, well, at least that year, but beating Pat Murphy in October in that wild card round. And I thought we were setting ourselves up for a lengthy run with Carlos Mendoza as the Mets manager, especially when you consider the hierarchy that exists with the Mets. And I think this is very important to still consider. Steve Cohen, obviously, owner of the team, the final boss, the buck stops with him. He hired David Stearns to turn the Mets into a sustained winner year in and year out. And I think there was the idea of, hey, we might have to go backwards in order to go forwards. And for the first couple of months that year, the plan was looking that way. Well, the results were looking that way because they were not where you wanted them to be. And then obviously June, Jorge Lopez throws his mitt in the air. They have a team meeting. Grimace throws out the first pitch. Jose Iglesias shows off his singing pipes. The rally pimps hanging around. You got Positive Tommy talking positivity on WFAN and on social media. And everything really just came together that year. In a lot of ways, unexpectedly. And perhaps it shaped the next couple years for the Mets, and now we're sort of seeing what maybe they were thinking in 2024 to start the year. But David Stearns was hired to build this organization into a sustained winner, much like he did with Milwaukee, which, oh, by the way, don't look now, the Brewers are 8 games up in the division and on their way probably to another Central crown. And I understand the pressures of Milwaukee are, or I should say the lack of pressure in Milwaukee compared to the insane amount of pressure in New York. You know, they're not even on the same playing field as far as pressure goes. A ton in New York and basically none in Milwaukee. But winning is winning, and building a winning team is building a winning team. And that's what David Stearns was hired to do. And then David Stearns hired Mendoza. And that was his guy. And I still think here at the end, it was his guy. You can kind of hear it in David Stearns' voice on Friday. You could tell by his answering, you could tell by his statement that I think if David Stearns, it was totally up to him, Mendoza would still be here. But like he said, it was a joint decision, which is code for Steve Cohen decided that, hey, we need to make a move here. But because of that hierarchy, I thought Mendoza and the success they had in year one, and then considering the success they had in the first about half of 2025, it looked like Mendoza was going to be here for a very long time. And then we all know what happened in the second half, and we certainly all know what's happened in these first couple of months. And Mendoza was able to survive what happened last year, and I think the reason he survived that were two reasons. One, Stearns having belief in him. And number two, what happened in 24? I mean, you're talking about a magical run to the NLCS. And yeah, they fell short of October in 25. And we know getting off to that hot start that they did, hot start. I mean, they had the best record in baseball through the first couple months, but were unable to seal the deal in the long run in 2025, and then got to the final day of the year and then lost to the Marlins, which is a familiar sort of script. But I thought it was a sign that Mendoza would be around for a very long time based on 24 and the start of 25. And then here we are, June of 26, and Carlos Mendoza is no longer the Met manager. Now, everybody wants to talk about, well, it's not his fault, or it's this guy's. This decision, I believe, was made. Really, you couldn't push it any further. I think Stearns wanted him to be here, and then eventually Cohen, I think, stepped in and said, all right, we got to make the change here. I think when you have the record that the Mets have, you know, you could look in a lot of different places. I don't think anybody is necessarily free of blame, but I don't think anybody should have all the blame on their shoulders. And if you want to make Mendoza out to be a martyr because David Stearns has been villainized around here, you could certainly go that route. I would not go that route. Look, I think I wish things worked out here with Mendoza, obviously, because it would mean the Mets would have sort of flipped the record that they have right now, and they'd be getting to October every year. That did not happen last year, and this year, through the first couple of months, the Mets are not in a current position to get to the postseason, so the organization decided to move on. But I think that when you talk about what he did in 2024 and what Carlos Mendoza did as far as being a classy guy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series, to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
And a great representation of your franchise as your manager. You know, he certainly deserves his flowers for that. And I wish it would have worked out better. But ultimately, the Mets are now in search for a new manager because David Stearns put a quick stop to the idea that Andy Green is managing for the full-time role. Stearns was quick to shut that down. And look, Andy Green has a role in this organization that I think that the Mets want him to keep. And they want to put him back in that role. And I'm sure they have their eyes on other managers. Or maybe they have their eye on one particular manager. And we'll go through some of the candidates. I have one that, to me, is at top of the list. There was one thrown out there by Marash, and then ultimately him and John Harper kind of both did it. A name that I wasn't even thinking about, but is an intriguing name based on his relationship with Juan Soto. But it certainly sounds like, you know, Andy Green is not being considered for the gig, more to do with the fact that his role in the organization in another capacity is where this team would rather he allocate his time, and perhaps Andy Green feels the same way. Look, I've laid it out for you over the last couple months. I do think the Mets are going to hire a general manager. Stearns was asked about that on Friday, and it was kind of a blank, because he was asked a bunch of stuff in that question, but it was kind of the blanket statement of, look, we'll certainly not going to shut the door on anything. But I think it makes a lot of sense. I am certain they're going to hire a general manager. That's my gut. I don't think David Stearns goes anywhere. I think they're going to build around David Stearns in this front office. Like it or not, he was highly coveted when the Mets brought him in. He has a really good track record. Look at what the Brewers have done. And the owner, Steve Cohen, believes in this guy. And Stearns said that on Friday. Look, I have conversations with Steve every day. He's assured me that my job is safe. And I felt that way all the time. And I know that's news that a lot of Met fans don't want to hear. And they want not just blood, because they got it with Mendoza, but they hold David Stearns personally responsible for this season. And the feeling of, hey, you let go of Alonso, you traded Nimmo. This is not Milwaukee. This is a totally different animal. I, like Steve Cohen, have full confidence in David Stearns, which I understand. You're going to pull off to the side of the road now. Now you got to pull yourself back onto the road and either take the leap of faith with me or choose to not. I mean, that's up to you. But I like the track record that he has, Stearns. I see little things now already that you can get super excited about. with Ewing, with Benj. This outfield for the Mets is, I mean, Soto, Benj, and Ewing for the next 10 years or so, sign me up. Hopefully even longer. But I don't think David Stearns is going anywhere. He essentially told you that on Friday. When Steve Cohen meets the media soon, Steve Cohen tweeted that on Sunday, he would meet the media or speak soon. I assume it's to somebody. He's not just going to walk into a room by himself and talk into a microphone. I'm sure someone will be asking him questions, or multiple people will be. Steve Cohen will back David Stearns. So Stearns is not going anywhere. I do think a general manager will be hired. I give it an 80% chance that it's Carlos Beltran. Andy Green, based on what David Stearns said on Friday, is not in the running, and apparently there's nothing he could do to win the job. So obviously they have their sights set, not only on Andy going back to his former role, but also on other managers. I don't know if it's one. I don't know if it's multiple. I don't know if they already have somebody waiting in the wings. If that's the case, maybe that's more Beltran to be the manager. I still think he's going to go general manager, but that could be Beltran's already kind of, they kind of have an agreement with him to be the manager. But obviously Carlos has a pretty busy summer getting inducted into the Hall of Fame and getting his number retired. So he's got a few things on the list here. So you kind of get that out of the way. And then Beltran's the manager come next year. Certainly on the table. But I think Carlos Moore will be the general manager than the manager. But yeah, before we look ahead at who I wanted as the manager, I thought it was important to tie a bow on Mendoza's tenure here. Because there were the highest of highs, at least until they were eliminated by the Dodgers. And that run in 24 was a special run. It was a really fun run. It left us with a lot of great memories. We all wish it ended with a championship. But it was still a damn good year. And Carlos Mendoza deserves a lot of credit for that year. It didn't work out long term. I wish it did. But Mendoza is now on the unemployment line, and he will be, I'm sure, get another opportunity, certainly to be a part of somebody's staff. But hopefully he gets another shot as manager. But I think it got to the point with the Mets, especially with ownership, they felt like, hey, we got to make a change here. We got to make a change. Let's promote somebody. And then in the offseason, we will hire our guy, and hopefully that guy, now I'm speaking as Steve Cohen, and hopefully that guy is the manager that brings us a championship, perhaps a couple championships, and is the manager here for a very long time. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Coming up in a little bit, I will lay out what I think the Mets should do with a certain managerial candidate, the guy that is on the top of my list, and how I think the Mets should approach it. First, let's go to Paul in Hartford here on After Hours. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Tommy. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I only call once in a while when it's the State of the Union here with the Mets. But I'm going to tell you one thing. We talked about Boone earlier. We're talking about Mendy.
Yep.
It's not about the managers. It really isn't. It's Cohen's incompetence right now as a owner, which we're all happy he owns the team, right? Coming off the Wilpon era. Thank God he's here. I mean, we'll all be the first ones to raise our hands and say, thank God he now owns the team. But he has a record now of having people that are running the team as GMs with Porter, Scott, and Epler, and now Stearns. And I think Stearns was on Friday very reluctant to fire himself, Mendy, because he knows he's the problem. It wasn't Mendy. Mendy's not the problem. He took us on a great run. He's the perfect manager, and I hope Mendy all the best, and he should still be the manager, and now Stearns should go. But if Cohen had got the right general manager and wasn't now 0-4 and taken a golden sombrero in GMs, Mendy would still be the GM and we'd still be winning games. It's his problem. He has money, but he doesn't know how to get the right people to run this team. And that's absolutely insanity that that is the problem. And then let me just say one other thing here.
Go ahead.
A lot of us were the first ones to know this team, like the back of our hand. And sometimes we're wrong and sometimes we're right. But we were all very right in the offseason. And to let a guy, I don't want to go down this path, but to let a guy go like Alonso, who is your number four hitter, plays every game and is going to give you the numbers that he does and let him walk, that should have been a given. And it wasn't even a given. And we should build around that and keep going and see what we can do. And you know what? Let me just say this. Mm-hmm. The other last thing that was the biggest problem with this team was starting pitching. And they've never addressed that. And now we let David Peterson walk to the Cubs, which is fine. I hope the guy wins a World Series with the Cubs, honestly. We just don't identify our problems. And then we sit here and talk about managers and all this nonsense that is so irrelevant to winning baseball games in New York when this guy cannot get a general manager and have the things that are front and center.
Yeah.
Like Alonso.
Yeah. But when it comes to this situation, what the Mets are dealing with now, you know, you needed a head to roll. I'm sure if it was up to Stearns, they would have kept Mendoza, but I'm sure Steve Cohen was like, listen, we have to make a change here. We have to do something. We have to show the audience that there's accountability. The team just had a rough week. They're not having a good season. We need to do something here in order to show everybody, hey, this can't go on any longer. And I trust you, David Stearns, and I'm sure Mendoza in a better situation could have been the guy. But right now, the team just looks like they're just either tuned him out or whatever the case may be. So we got to make a move there. And as far as David Stearns, look, they made the NLCS in his first year. I think there is some promise here for what he has done. He's going to complete his contract. I'm confident in that. And I think that Steve Cohen is going to see David Stearns' plan through, like his complete plan. Remember, a lot of these guys, now some of them are on him, but a lot of these guys are also not his players. So you almost have to kind of weed those guys out. Plus, you're bringing in new players. Plus, you're developing young players. And you already saw that with Benj, or see that with Benj, see that with A.J. Ewing. Obviously, with the centerpiece being a Soto. Of course, Lindor is still here. And you have, and look, there's a lot of things. I think Clay Holmes was a good addition for Stearns. Weaver was a good pickup. There's certainly players that, and Polanco and Robert Jr. got hurt. So maybe you want to say going forward, you don't add players with these type of injury histories. Fair. But I think that Bo Bichette is going to give you the numbers you're looking for. So I think there's a lot to still like about the direction of this organization, even if it's a couple steps backwards here to ultimately take a couple steps forward.
Tommy, I appreciate your time, and I agree with you completely because I do agree that we have to give Stern some time and to allow his minor leagues to try
absolutely
to develop like what the Brewers did, right?
Correct. And,
I think
and that's
we're on
where
par with that.
Well, you're
so
looking
I,
at patience.
I give you that.
You're looking at patience, which I know is and I get it. Payroll expectations are both very high, so patience isn't going to be accompanied with that, but you got to be patient with this.
But, Tommy, let me say this.
Yeah.
And I think all Mets fans listening out there right now, we knew how bad he whiffed in the offseason, and he's accountable for that. Mendy took the fall, and it wasn't his fault.
I don't know if everybody.
Any
Mets
fan in the offseason who's listening to this right now knows that he messed up in the offseason.
No,
I
think that by the end of the offseason, a lot of Met fans had turned around on the offseason. Early on, the Alonso Diaz, you want to put Nimmo trade in there? Yes. The majority, probably overwhelming majority of Met fans, were upset with the offseason. But to be fair, the moves that they made wouldn't come till later. But I thought after Peralta, after Bichette, people were starting to get on board with the offseason. And they felt like, okay, they at least have a direction, they have a plan. They broke up the core, even though we don't like what they did there as far as getting rid of homegrown players. but they did break up that core. They opened up an avenue for Benj. Really, they were opening up an avenue for Ewing, too, if Luis Robert Jr. was either gotten hurt or he failed as a player. So they were opening up opportunities for the young players. They were breaking up a core that, like it or not, they did not win championships with. So they were going in a new direction with Soto being the centerpiece. And that was really the end. You were going to see McLean in his first full year. So that was the, I thought by the end, a lot of Met fans had turned on being negative about the offseason to positive. Now, look, if you were negative about it, I could understand here where you would come back in late June and say, see, they were wrong. But I guess my follow-up to you would be, okay, their record right now, the Mets, is, let's just double-check what it is so we have it for sure.
Second worst record in baseball.
35-49. What would their record be with Pete Alonso?
Tommy, I mean, you come on.
What would the record be?
I mean, we have to be a lot more realistic. We should be a lot better than where we're at.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying if they had re-signed Pete Alonso, would they have 14 more wins and be 500?
I'll give you that, but you know what the problem is? There were other moves around that where he should have been the focal piece to bring him back. I'm telling you right now,
okay,
just
but
Pete
if you
Alonso,
got,
I mean,
if you had gotten Alonso,
Pete Alonso isn't Brunson. He's not going to give us 10 extra wins.
You're also talking about apples to oranges when it's baseball, when you're bringing in a basketball player. But my point is that, okay, you brought in Alonso. You would have still done the other moves you did. You still would have brought in a center fielder. You still would have brought in, I think, Bichette. You still would have traded for Peralta. You still would have brought in Williams and Weaver, especially if you're going to let Diaz go, which ended up being the right move. He's hurt, and there's allegations of cockfighting there, so that wouldn't have not went well. So I think that you want to circle Alonso, but they still would have done the same things they did this offseason around Alonso. So if Pete's on the team, do they have 14 more wins just to get to 500? He hung up. Gonna make me be the bad guy with this, because this has been my knockout punch that I've had for the last week, and I did it with Evan and Tiki, I've done it with callers, and I'm just gonna have to do this now for 3 straight months. And I love Pete. I wanted Pete around here, and I know it's like a talking point. It's kind of the, oh, Pete Alonso, they did the wrong thing. If they brought back Pete Alonso, they would have done the other things they did this offseason as well. They needed a center fielder. They needed another bat, which would have been Bo Bichette or Tucker if he didn't go to the Dodgers. They would have traded for Peralta. They would have brought in multiple relievers. I don't see them doing much differently. Now, the other thing too, and it's, I'll do it till I'm blue in the face, I guess. The Polanco situation, he didn't stay healthy. He had a big year last year, Polanco, a clutch year. He was a huge part of a team that went to the ALCS. Mark Vientos is a DH. He's over there at first base, or now, you know, you put Jared Young over there. But the first base situation was supposed to be Polanco, and that didn't come to fruition because of injuries. The Nimmo situation was to put a guy in Simeon on the ball club that had less years tied up than Nimmo did. And defensively, it would help you because Nimmo's defense was going downhill. McNeil, nobody wanted around. If you're going to sit here and call up the radio station and say you want a Jeff McNeil around, then you're just trying to troll for trolling purposes. I mean, McNeil, please. I mean, look, to his credit, he showed a little something in that series against the Mets this year, but outside of that, he has not been good for Oakland or the former Oakland, current Sacramento, future Vegas. And look, you know me, positive Tommy, chip away, team can turn it around. But if you're going to give me Pete Alonso, I have to tell you or pose the question, what would the Mets record be with Pete Alonso? What's the Orioles record with Pete Alonso? They're 39-46. And again, going to make me be the bad guy, but I'll be it for this spot. Before that home run against Devin Williams, a lot of my fellow Met fans were ready to send Pete packing. Also, in both of Pete's free agent years, he did not have a robust market. All the things, but the home runs, plays first base, I'm not taking that away from him. I love Pete. And I would have been very happy if they brought him back. But to now make Pete Alonso sort of the martyr and the reason why Stearns isn't going to be a successful GM or president of baseball operations, and they hire a GM, or that Steve Cohen doesn't know what he's doing, or this team won't win, based on one player, that's where I have to ask you, okay, fine, what would the Mets' record be? Heck, throw Nimmo and McNeil in there. What would their record be this year? is the phone number to call. Jesse is calling from Queens. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, Tommy. What's up? How's everything?
Hey, what's going on?
A little Knicks and a little Mets.
Of course.
First Mets, Stearns needs to go also. I mean, he's the real reason. He's the one that made up the whole team. He's the reason they like this. He's the one that should have been fired. Bill Madden had a great article saying he spoke with owners from other teams, and they were laughing at the situation and said...
You're saying other owners around the sport are laughing at David Stearns keeping his job?
Yeah, other owners, baseball owners, are laughing at Steve Cohen because he should have...
I'm sure a lot of owners around the league don't like Steve Cohen because he actually puts money into the team. Look, Steve Cohen is going to make a lot of enemies based on the money he makes or the type of weight he wants to throw around. And I'm sure there are a lot of people that want to see Steve Cohen fall flat on his face and fail and not be a good owner and not have a successful franchise too, by the way.
Yeah, but he should realize already, Stearns is not working. This analytical approach is not working.
Every team in baseball uses analytics.
But some teams more than others. Some teams more than others.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna go into everybody. You're gonna go to everybody's list here and say how analytical are you? I mean, the Dodgers are winning championships using analytics. The Brewers win divisions year in and year out using analytics. The Yankees use analytics. They're in October every single year. It's just again, it's another thing to point to that you want to take a shot. Okay, so let's say, okay, they didn't go with analytics, and Pete Alonso is the first baseman of the Mets right now. Are the Mets over 500 with Pete Alonso on the team?
No, but it's a whole combination of things, not just Pete Alonso. It's all his moves that he's made since he's been here.
They also missed the postseason a bunch with the players they got rid of this offseason, including 2 years where they were in, 1 year where they were in position to make it, they didn't make it, and then 1 year where obviously they lost out on the division, and then got knocked out by the Padres in the first round.
Well, if you read Madden's column...
Yeah, I'm not looking to read. I'm not a big reader. But I don't... To me, it's more about, let's just look at this team and look at the situation now currently, okay? Steve Cohen hired David Stearns to complete this job. The job is not completed yet. There's still work to be done, which I'm sure both of them will ultimately end up admitting. It is not there yet, but I think that they got out the core. You still see these young players here now, like Benj and Ewing, McLean, that you can get excited about. And you look at Clay Holmes, that was a good pickup. Weaver was a good pickup. Bichette is going to be a good pickup. His numbers are going to ultimately be there by the end of the year. I think there's things you can point to. And then really the moves that Stearns made in the first year to get them to the NLCS, which I know a lot of people want to forget about now, but they are still on his resume. And the team did have the best record in baseball through the first couple of months last year. So there's still been a lot of good there. And I think the way they went about this offseason, it was for not only short term, look, you're trying to win short term, but it was also about the long term success of the team, Jesse. And right now we can't judge the long term plan or how things are going to work out long term because we're not there yet. We're only a couple months into it.
I'm pretty sure Stearns is going to be fired. It's going to be done by the end of the year.
No way.
I'm pretty sure about that. We'll see.
Do you think he's a liar? Because he said on Friday that he talked to the owner, or maybe you think the owner's lying to him, but he said he talked to Steve Cohen, David Stearns did, and David and Steve Cohen assured him that he's safe, that his job is safe.
And Mendy talked to Steve Cohen, and he gave him his...
I understand that. You could tell somebody, but also the manager and somebody you hire to be your president of baseball operations / GM, those are kind of different roles. I mean, I'm not saying the manager is not important, but you can move on from that manager, hire another manager. The guy you're hiring to build your franchise to win year in and year out, that is not a job that you're or a role that you're going to just pull the plug on after a couple years.
Let me just say this. The Mets are going to continue going into the tank this year. Nobody's going to show up at Citi Field. And by the end of the year, Steve Cohen's going to be fed up with all this. and he will get rid of him.
I don't think they're getting rid of David Sells. I will remember that, Jesse. And you know what? If that ends up happening, you can call me back, and I'll certainly have the conversation with you. But if he does, same thing, call back.
About the Knicks, Leon Rose got Dolan out of all that garbage and all that mess that he made all these years. So he should listen to Leon Rose. If Rose wants to go into the second apron to re-sign these guys,
yeah,
he should let him.
Yeah, the thing that I wonder out loud is if that Leon Rose agrees with the decision to go into the second apron. And we'll never know because Leon Rose doesn't meet the media. But I wonder out loud if Leon is in agreement with Dolan to do this. If he's not, then I think he should, or if he hasn't, do it, to present James Dolan with a PowerPoint presentation or whatever the case may be and say, hey, this is why we can get into the second apron, we can get out of the second apron. The handcuffs in the second apron aren't really there for a team like us that just won a championship trying to retain their players. But look, based on what they did in the draft and based on the reports that Mitchell Robinson could be on his way out, it certainly is pointing in the direction that they're not going to go to the second apron.
Because you can go to the second apron for 1 year and come out of it.
Correct.
You know, you don't have to stay in it for the second year. So, I mean, let Leon Rose cook. Let him do what he got, because he got them the chip. They have that championship. Dolan should acknowledge that and say, hey, Rose, it's your show.
I agree with that. And as much as I want to see them run this back, and the only way they run it back is by getting into the second apron, the flip side of that, though, is that don't you trust Leon Rose no matter what is put in front of him, meaning if he does have restrictions and that is, hey, I'm not going to go to the second apron, James Dolan being the case, don't you think that Leon Rose can work around that and thrive and cook and put together a really good basketball team? I mean, look what he did. He built the Knicks into a champion. So even if he has a restriction here, I think that he, Leon Rose, even though I don't agree with them not going to the second apron, I do think Leon Rose can work around that and thrive. Do you agree with that? Disagree with that?
I got you, yes, but I'm hearing reports from everywhere saying that there's a difference of opinion between Leon Rose and Dolan on this, and you're not going to find another Mitch Robinson. He was great for them. He's a rebounding demon.
Best offensive rebounder in the sport.
You know, so you're not going to find another. Like, you can replace him with somebody, but it's not going to be the same. The Knicks have enough offense. He brings that defense and rebounding, which they will not find another guy like that. So go over the second apron, get him, get Shamit, let's run it back, and let's see what happens. And that's it. Leon Rose, all the credit to him.
Yeah.
He saved the Knicks.
Yes, he did.
I couldn't, you know, it's a miracle because the Knicks were such a mess.
They were, that's an understatement. They were essentially a startup franchise. And Leon Rose came in here brick by brick and built them into a champion. And I want them to run it back. I want them to go to the second apron. And the things that Mitchell Robinson does on a court is tough to duplicate. It's tough to replace. The Celtics are in desperate need for a player like Mitchell Robinson. They have no front court. And if he ends up, and free agency, I believe, starts on Tuesday night, and obviously Alvarado came back, signed a 3-year deal, so you have your backup point guard. And to me, Alvarado, and I've been saying this for, I don't know, it feels like years, he always, I thought, fit like a glove with this team. Local guy, Knick fan, and Alvarado, you know, he's got Stones, he's got Goyuns, he's not afraid to throw hands, had the big moment in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. So I was very excited and happy to hear the news on Friday that Jose Alvarado is returning on a 3-year deal. We already know that Mo Diawara is coming back. It's just about Mitch here, but based on everything you're hearing, which hopefully, but Bondi had it, Shams had it last week, and that is that Mitch is in all likelihood moving on. If he does move on, you just hope it's not to a serious contender and somebody that could be in the way of the Knicks. But yeah, I'd love to see him run it back. I'd love to see him get into the second apron. But, I think Leon Rose, no matter what is thrown in front of him, that he, Leon Rose, can rise to the occasion and continue to build a champion here with the Knicks. So in Leon, I trust. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. If you want to get on the line now, 888-808-1019. Coming up, I will inform everybody, not only my top candidate for the next Mets manager, but I will let you know how I think the Mets should go about courting said manager. That's coming up. Plus your calls. Mets, Yankees, if you want to talk Knicks a little bit as well, free agency starts this week. The phone number to join, 888-808-1019. It is After Hours, Tommy Lugauer, Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
2:45 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Loogie. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. We'll get back to those calls in just 1 second here. This Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. The Mets made it official on Friday. They let go of Carlos Mendoza. And look, I wish it worked out long term here with Mendoza. I have a lot of gratitude towards him and everybody involved in 2024 for that magical run. It was so much fun to be a Met fan that year. There were a lot of great moments. The Alonso home run in Milwaukee, the Lindor home run at Citi Field against Philly, and just all the twists and turns that took place throughout that summer. It really was a fun summer. I wish it ended in a championship. But still, considering how they started off the year and where they ended up, it was a great year. Andy Green has now been promoted. David Stearns kind of put a stop to any sort of notion that Green could be the long-term solution as manager. So I will give you who I believe the Mets should court and who they should go after. That's coming up next hour. Steve Cohen broke his Twitter silence on Sunday, and he said that he will speak to the media, or he will speak out soon. So whatever that means, it could be today, it could be tomorrow, but at some point soon, according to the Mets owner, Steve Cohen will address the media, or hit the podium, as I like to call it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Mike is in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
Thomas the Great Lugowski. What's going on, my friend?
What's up? What's going on?
Not much. Listen, a couple quick things. First of all, the whole thing with Alonso, all these people call up. I was probably one of the few that basically said when Stearns came aboard that he wouldn't be there. Alonso would not be there.
The he's writing was on
Stearns
the wall.
Of course, he's not a Stearns type of player. And even the year before, if the owner didn't go with him and they went down to Florida, they would have never certainly signed.
Yeah, and I wonder out loud too if in 25 if Alonso had mm-hmm. because here's the thing. Alonso in that year, it was obviously mm-hmm. a contract year going into it, but he was In 24, he kind of was not having that big year that he would have liked to have had in a contract year. And then he redeemed himself with the home run against Devin Williams. But the market for Pete wasn't there. So I think he kind of came back hat in hand with Cohen. They agreed on the term, which was good deal for Pete. He had the ability to opt out. And then in the next year, they just weren't going to do that with him. And Pete was going to move on and get the deal that he wanted and not the Mets wanted, which would have been a short-term contract.
Exactly. And the whole thing with Stearns is he's not going anywhere. And Fleeg is the epitome of, because Fleeg and I always talk a lot on the backside over there, that, this team was a complete shambles before he got here. So the farm team was absolute crap.
Yep.
Sandy Alderson left the team, decimated. Look, even with PCA, every time I watch PCA and we play them and he kills us, I'm like, that could have been the outfit. That could have been Ewing, Benge, and PCA, and then had Soto in a different position. Or even like DH, you know what I mean? But you need Stearns. You still need Stearns. I do like Ewing. I do like Benj. But
he's also in the middle of a job. I mean, you're in a situation now where you built him to, you paid him to build your mansion, so to speak. He's halfway through it. You got to see it through and see the plan, to fruition.
Exactly. And then, on the flip side, I was probably one of the few that didn't want Soto. And it's not that I don't think he's a great player.
Did not.
Just for the simple fact that we had so many other, because look, almost to the same, what you're saying. So if we had Alonso, how many more games would we win, right? Mm-hmm. But we have Soto, and how many games do we win, right? So it's like you could win with him or without him. There's so many holes that you had to fill for this team. And the only thing I really do, and I've been saying this since day one when they said the pitching lab, the only thing I do not like from Stearns is the way he handles the pitching staffs. He always looks for the diamonds in the rough with everybody. He never goes and gets
it
true.
It worked out with a lot of them, though. And obviously, there's a Montas here and certain guys there, but a lot of them have worked out. And he did trade for the National League leader in wins last year. And I think if you look over the last couple of years in the David Stearns era, there haven't been a lot of... First of all, there aren't a lot of aces, period, in baseball. You're going to have one coming up here this offseason in Skubal, but they're not exactly abundant, that's for sure. So I think Stearns and that mentality of signing guys to short-term deals, I actually agree with that. You would want Dylan Cease with the contract he has with the Blue Jays? I'm not overpaying for a guy like that.
No, but I don't know. It's just, to me, it's like, yes, even like the Mania was another one, didn't want the
Mania. Well, who did you want?
Because, I mean,
Quintana worked out. Severino was good. Holmes has been great.
I would have kept Quintana probably out of all of them. But I don't know. It's not that you're right, because
Mania was really good until he got hurt.
Yeah, you're right. And then I do like that they bring up the McClains, and I do like at this point I would bring up they're not making the playoffs. There's no way they're making the playoffs this year. It's Tommy. If you look at it, and I know I heard you last week. Well, if they make game winning streak. They've only won four games twice, and they've won three games three times.
Well, they got to double up on that four-game winning streak, for sure, to get them. But you know what, though? How do you think they're feeling tonight in Boston? You don't think that they're going, hey, what about us? We just won four in a row. Baseball is you got to get that eight-game winning streak, and now maybe off of another losing streak, I got to bump it up to 10, but they got to go on a long winning streak to get themselves back into the race, and then we can have that conversation about October.
Yep.
I understand it from that perspective. But as far as the pitching, I've been in lockstep with Stearns. I don't like the Fried contract. I hate the Cease contract. Yeah. I don't like giving these pitchers long-term deals. They all get hurt. I just don't like pumping that kind of money. Where with Soto, you are investing in one of the best players in baseball. A guy much like Pete that's out there every single day that is just an all-world player. So I like him as a centerpiece. Now you have to build around it, which they are doing with their younger players, and obviously Lindor is still here. And I think when you look at this nucleus of that this outfield, I mean, Ewing, Benj, Soto, that's a lot to like.
Yeah, no, I agree. Well, Tom, always thanks for the time. And by the way, that whole positive Tommy in moderation, you and I basically came up with that. Because remember I called you and I was like, Tom, you got to be a little bit more realistic.
You want to be moderate, Tommy.
Yes, I like that you be moderate, Tommy. So
yeah, Mike.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate the call. And I feel like it's almost like politics. Like there's positive Tommy, there's negative Tommy. No, I almost need to be more moderate, Tommy. Like I think some fans would rather me be moderate. And then we came up with, Mike and I did, positive Tommy in moderation. Which probably is moderate Tommy. I'm just using the branding of positive Tommy to throw in there. But I think that's fair for now. I think that's fair for the climate of this baseball team to be positive, Tommy, in moderation. I'm comfortable with that. I think that's the right way to approach this. Positive, Tommy, in moderation. But look, in 24, the Mets staff was incredible. Incredible. They went, and I don't remember these things because I just don't, but I'm sure people that do, like Evan, would remember it. Their run that they had at the end of that year with that rotation was just ridiculous. Stearns, of course, built basically the majority of that rotation. I was, and I could tell you, maybe there's someone else out there. I know for sure that I was, and I stamped this one, that Clay Holmes was a great move. I just knew it would be, and it was. And I hope Clay Holmes continues his Met career. It's not like he hurt his arm. He didn't hurt his shoulder. He had a freak leg injury. So I would want him back. And hopefully they're already talking to him about returning and things of that nature. I'll give you Montas. I'll give you that one. But I think Stearns is... And even... Look, Peralta was... And you gave up two prospects. But look, the reason you have prospects is to make trades like that. And for the sake of this conversation, because you know I am positive, Tommy, and even in moderation, and we can continue to have this conversation even through the night here. If the Mets are sellers, they're going to get a lot for Peralta. They're going to get a lot for Weaver. You don't think David Stearns deserves credit for that? Obviously, you want to win. But if you're able to get value and young players for those guys that were only seen as most likely rentals anyway, that's where you build an organization and that's where you start to see the long-term sustained success when you can pull off moves like that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. Another 2 hours to go. A big Lugowski, 5 hour after hours. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. If you'd like to call up, talk Mets, Yankees, Knicks offseason, everything that I just covered there on the table for the final couple hours. Also, in the 3 a.m. hour, I will give you my top candidate for the Mets managerial job, and I will explain and lay out how I think the Mets should go about courting said candidate. It is after hours. The phone number to call, 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.